from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's talk to the king. We do it, every single Thursday at this time.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and I go, cat, go. But don't
be doing that.
Step on my blue suede shoe.
Don't step on the shoe. Be nice.
Well, you can do it.
You got to get along with everyone. No stepping on shoes. Hey, it's 94 WIP, HD1 Philadelphia, as we broadcast today from the Taste of Cake studio. And Howard Eskin is always brought to us by Delaware Valley BMW Centers. King, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
You know, Howard, there's a lot to get to here today, and I want to do a little bit on a bunch of the teams, but let's start Eagles. Camp is over. Mm-hmm. Simple question.
You know what? Let me just correct you on that.
Oh, okay.
It's over for the media, all right? It's over for the fans.
Yep.
But today, you know, they're scheduled, what they told us, two walkthroughs in a row. There's no way they're doing two walkthroughs.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, so what I could have specified, and maybe should have, training camp officially over, but essentially they just keep doing the same
officially
thing.
Officially for the fans and for the media.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I would think they're going to have the practice today will have plays that they don't want everybody to see.
I agree.
So I think, but just, hey, they're not done working.
Correct.
And because the players aren't going to play on Saturday, the starters and most of the guys, you're going to play guys off the street on Saturday.
Yep.
I think they want to get a lot of work in because they're going to have some days off next week because you got a long week before you have a game.
Now, so that makes sense for sure. All right.
They're still working.
Howard, with what you saw, and you had been, as I had been, critical of Jalen this offseason, did he exceed your expectations in training camp?
I don't know that I had expectations. What I did is I wanted to see if he was going to get better. Did he get better? Yes. I think that's, for me, the way I would express it is he had a good camp.
But, Howard, you were pretty hard on him. I mean, you had to have some expectations. I mean, you and I were pretty aligned in being
hard. He would get better. He couldn't be, as I think, as bad as he was the end of last year and inconsistent through the year. He had to get better. So, you know, you watch and see what he does, and I don't care about the numbers, and it's a record because of a guy that's a Cub reporter that hasn't been covering the Eagles for a long time. Do we know that Donovan McNabb didn't have that kind of streak? It's camp, and do we know he didn't throw an interception when we weren't there in camp? So, you know, all those things considered, but he played really well. And the thing that I look at is his accuracy. And I thought he threw a good ball, and he was very accurate. I've talked to coaches, and they they told me that he's done, we don't know if he's made the right reads and done the right things, but they told me he's really done a good job with that. So I don't know that I had expectation. I expected he would get better. Let's put it that
way.
And he did. He got better.
Howard, we could go through all 11 guys. Don't want to do that. I think we all know who those 11 guys are. How many defensive starters start in the final preseason game?
I don't think you're going to start. I don't think you're going to start anybody. Basically, last week, what do you have? One or two? I forget.
Defensive starters?
No, you had more than that because you had.
He had like eight.
A bunch of the young guys. It was pretty much everyone.
The first game, not the second game. He didn't have his
New England. Yeah.
Yeah. Devin White still played, and
Devin White played,
and Hoff played. He made the first couple of plays of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you didn't have Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis.
Well, you didn't have Sly.
Gardner Johnson was hurt, and I guess Blankenship was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So we don't know who the starters are. That's the other thing. So are they starters, or are they just do they want to see what they have? But remember, the other team's not going to play a lot of players, so you're judging them against backup players. On the other thing, they're going to look at some guys who possibly are starters. So I want to see the offense in full gear. That's what my biggest interest coming into the season. I want to see what this offense is like because they should put teams in the rearview mirror points-wise early in games. And if they do that, then the defense is going to be able to do a lot of things that Vic Fangio wants them to do. I like Vic Fangio has always been a tough coach. But I like what Nolan Smith said yesterday. You know, he's got these guys revved up. You know, listen to Nolan, and I posted it on Twitter. But he's got these guys revved up because he shows them old videos, which you can't hit the way you used to. You can't be as physical. But it gets the guys excited, and multiple players have said that. So there's an energy. They didn't really hit last year. I think they're going to be more physical. And Gardner Johnson's going to be more physical. And obviously when he plays, and I don't see any reason, from what I understand, that he won't start the season because he's not playing now. They just want to make sure everything's okay. But no, the defense is going to be fun to watch how physical they are. And I was asked a question yesterday with Giglio. I don't know who I was on with. Yes. I don't even know what day it is today. Oh, the other day. You know, who's going to have the most sacks? I think the defense will have more sacks as a team will have more sacks. I don't think you're going to see any one individual player go crazy with the numbers of sacks. But it's going to be fun to watch the physical play.
Howard, let's get to the Phil. So obviously, a good win last night against the Braves. A strange way to get there in the ninth inning was a roller coaster. But the Arcia thing staring at Bryce Harper, do you think it's weak by Arcia? Or is it a matter of, look, Bryce did it to him, so Arcia gets to do it back and Bryce just has to eat it, even though the Phillies won? Like, where do you come down on Arcia doing that back to Bryce?
Well, you know, it's great for everybody to talk about and to look at and, like, why do you do it? But players try to show up other players all the time. The game is so different in that regard. They're doing it all the time. I don't care, but, hey, Bryce Harper's got a hit.
Yeah, he does.
You know, we got to worry about whether he's going to hit or not. That top of the order, the last two games, has been brutal.
Bryce is very lucky that the Phillies got a well-pitched game, because if they had not, they would have lost, and he would be more under the microscope, as this thing would be a five-game lead, and he just hasn't hit much for a while now.
All right, let me ask you a question. Would you rather have Bryce Harper or Freddie Freeman?
I'd rather have Bryce Harper, but Freddie Freeman's a great player.
Oh, Freddie Freeman's is having a better year.
And that could be. I mean, I'd have to check the stats.
You know,
I know he's
Dodgers
been great.
The Dodgers right now are a better team. Now, their pitching is not as good, but who knows? I don't know what pitchers they have coming back and guys that are trying to get healthy. But the Dodgers, they've gotten some players back. Muncy is going crazy since he's come back. Their offense is really good right now. And that's what the Phillies need. They are a flawed team. They're a good team. And I always have to say that because people jump on me. They're a good team, but they are flawed.
Howard, let me ask you this about
Rob Thomas. Their bullpen is a joke.
The Phillies?
Yes.
Well, it's been bad lately. I won't say it's a joke, but they haven't pitched well lately.
Well, I mean, who can you really count on?
Well, you could count on four different guys in the first half, and now none of them. But
we're not in the first half.
It was interesting. Hoffman, what was that? Was that the sixth or the seventh inning last night? That was pretty early.
Sixth inning. He brought him in the sixth.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I mean,
he struggled when he came.
No,
late.
I get it. I'm just saying that's a change. I mean, he probably hasn't pitched that early in a while.
Who do you love from the Dodger bullpen, Howard? If the Dodgers are that much better than the Phillies,
it's a great point, Jody.
What? The Dodgers can score.
Eric Gagne is not an acceptable answer, by
Michael
the way.
Michael Kopech. I got one. That's it.
I don't like either one of them, but the Phillies don't score enough runs.
Well, they haven't lately. Howard, let me ask you about Rob Thomson.
Yep.
Do you believe, like, you know John Middleton.
Yep.
You've been around him a while.
Yep.
Do you believe Rob Thomson's job is on the line in the next 2.5 months?
Well, sure it is. If the Phillies don't have success in the... We know they're making...
If they lose in the first round of the playoff, whether it's the first round or the first round they play in the second round, if they lose, is he out?
I would think there's a good chance he would be, because you can't change the players, especially with all the long-term contracts they have on this team. So you're going to change... Who else are you going to change? You're going to change them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Manager, I didn't like what Rob Thomson did with not hitting Bryce Harper and resting three players, so his roster is short for that game. Because he's not going to play them, but I don't like that. But I think that input, I think he makes the decision. That input comes from people that show him numbers, and those 2 days off didn't do any of those players any good. So I think he's in trouble, but I don't know that it's John. I mean, Dave Dombrowski, John Middleton will be upset if they lose early in the playoffs, very upset, and he'll talk about it with Dombrowski, but I think John Middleton is an owner that's good in that regard. He lets the people he put in place make those decisions, and he will let Dombrowski make that decision. And based on what you say, but that's a hypothetical, if that happens... If they lose early in the playoffs, you look at changes. But remember, who you're bringing in doesn't change the players. Doesn't mean Bryce Harper is going to start playing. It doesn't mean that Trey Turner is not going to go up and down. All those other things. It doesn't mean the your bullpen's going to get better. So the Phillies have young players that they're counting on, and I'm assuming that's why they didn't make a bigger trade for a closer. Estevez is not doing it.
No, it hasn't been good. Hey, Howard, stay well, buddy. We appreciate it.
All right. You guys have a great day.
All right, there he is, Howard Eskin. 215-592-9494. Coming up, an interesting answer from Jalen Hurts during yesterday's press. Jody, go ahead.
One quickie. The L.A. Dodgers this year played two more games than the Phillies, and they've scored 630 runs. The Phillies have played two less. They've scored 610.
Basically the same thing, more or less. Yes.
Yeah. They played two less games. They've scored 20 less. They played 120, 126.
But it's also how you get there. It's got a little bit of that Eagles thing going. 11-6 looks great, but how you deliver yourself to the postseason matters.
True, but we got 36 games yet to go.
I agree.
Do we decide when the Eagles had lost?
I know.
Before they lost it. By the way, I don't think I've ever asked you. What was the most embarrassing non-playoff? Tampa. It stands alone. What was the most embarrassing Eagle loss last year?
Well, I mean, I would say Arizona because
absolutely.
I could
has
at least understand versus the Giants. They might not be motivated to give it their full go. Arizona was a game that they should have been trying their hardest, and they lost to a horrible team with a quarterback that looked like Joe Montana, even though he's not.
Right. Arizona was one of the worst teams in the National Football League last year, and they lost that game. So if you had judged the Eagles prior to that Arizona game and said, oh, my God, the sky is falling, could have said, yeah, you don't even know what's yet to come.
No question.
So with 38 games to go, I'm not going to go, oh, my God, the Phillies are falling apart at the seams. Well, get to me in late September, okay? Then we'll decide how falling apart at the seams they are heading into the postseason.
Right. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.